Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. And the schus refuas. Remeir ben Eliza, Marcina Bracha v'sesu Adas, Rav Hanach Tov ben Lipsha, Rav Yosef ben Chana, Rav Shai ben Leah, Hashem v'asar Achaya, Rav Hertz ben Surat Tzipora, Chai Chav Fig v'as ben Udi Spasya, Esther Tov v'asar v'tzipora, Chai Tzav ben Esther Rivka, Matan ben Sar, V'sar Shach Olei Yisrael. We're learning the parasha of Shoftim v'shoftim titei m'chav v'chol sh'arecha, Asher Hashem alokecha noisi en l'chol ha'shvatecha, v'shoftim v'sar mishpat tzedek, Vasat a mishpat vasak your panam lasik achshechad ki achshechad yaver in echachamim visalif divrei tzadikim tzadik tzadik tirdof lamantichi of yarash des haaretz asher Hashem alakecha noisein lecha. You should appoint judges and officers in all of your gates that God gives you for your tribes, and they should judge the nation a judgment of truth. They should not distort the judgment. They should not recognize people. They should not take shechad, meaning prefer people. They shouldn't take shechad because the bribery blinds the eyes of the Chachamim, perverts the words of the Tzaddikim. They should pursue justice in order that you should live, inherit the land that God, your Lord, has given you. The Al Shech and the Rechaim HaKadosh are only right to Shalt V'Shalt M'Titein L'Cha. It doesn't have to say L'Cha, it should say Titein L'Chol Sha'arecha. Also, they ask V'Shavtu Usam Mishpat Tzedek, and not V'Shavtu Usam B'Tzedek. Why not V'Shavtu Usam B'Tzedek? That says B'Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha. Why does it say V'Shavtu Usam Mishpat Tzedek? I say v'shaftu sam b'tzedek. Also, the whole parasha said b'noichach, talking directly to you, b'lashon yachid, titein l'chav, for example. Also, p'sukim yotes and chav, all l'lashon noichach, l'lashon yachid. However, this pasuk, v'shaftu sam mishpat tzedek, that's l'lashon rabim and not noichach, it's said in the third person. Why is that? The al, they should judge the nation. A judgment of righteousness is taught in plural and third person. The al shef ask why it says shoftim v'shotrim. It's talking to the memunim, to those who are appointed to judge, to appoint judges. And when it says v'shaftu asam mishpat tzedek, it's at tzivu and the deyanim. How can we in the same pasuk, first we're talking to the memunim, and then we shift over to be talking about the deyanim, that they should judge favorably? It's hard to understand. Kli Yakar asks, why does it say v'shaftu asam? It should say v'shaftu oscha, like it says in the resha, titeim lecha. Why does it say v'shaftu asam, and after v'shaftu oscha? He also asks, why does it say v'shaftu es'am? To say v'yishbetu es'am. You should judge. V'shaftu es'am is what telling you what's going to be. V'yishbetu es'am is a tzivui. Here it's a tzivui to judge a mishpat tzedek. That it says tzedek tzedek tirdof l'man tichye, Rashi brings from the Sifri and the Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Beis on the Beis that it means to go after a beis din yafe, to go after a worthy beis din, a good beis din, a high level beis din. The Gemara gives examples of proper beis dins, of highly regarded beis dins. But they didn't. The Mantichia Rashi the Saaretz Rashi says that Kedayu Minu Dayanim, it's worthwhile Minu Dayanim Ksheirim to the Hachos is Yisrael Ashir Malad Masad to give the Jewish people life and to put them on their land. It says Chachamim writes that Rashi had to explain in Ad Kipshuto that it's going on Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, because Rashi says what does it mean Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? That's one thing. Halachachar Beis and Yafin. Then it says the Mantichia Rashi the Saaretz. That's not referring to going after Beis and Yafin. Rather, it's referring to appointing judges. If you appoint good judges, then, as we see on the first pasuk, to appoint judges. If you appoint judges, then you'll be worthy to live in the land. But that's weird that this pasuk, the second part of the pasuk, is not referring to the first part of the pasuk, but rather it's referring to a few pasukim before. So it said to Adolf, it's one thing, halachachar beis and yafin, leman tichye, that if you appoint, not that you should go to the, first we say go to a good beis din, go to a worthy beis din, and then it goes back to the appointment of judges. The earlier pasuk that talks about appointing judges, if you appoint judges, good judges, then you'll be worthy of sitting on the line. So how could it be, the second part of the pasuk is not going in the resha, it's going in the few pasukim before. It's hard to swallow. Then put it earlier. So, Reina Rabbeinu, going to go to Reb David Zatzal, explaining as Bar Miriam, we've had many shiurim in the Rambam, dozens, Siyata Dishmaya, Hilchos Malachim. So, in Chelek Gimel of the Sefer Bar Miriam, Perek Tes, Halacha Yadalet, I encourage you to listen to the Rambam shiurim. He says the Yisod, and this is the Yisod of the whole parish, and that is that the mitzvah of Minu Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael is not just a hechetimsi, it means to be mekayim the din, but rather it's a din be'etzem klape every city in Eretz Yisrael. There should be shoftim and shotrim. And with this, he explains the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Perek Be'alach Alach Aleph and Beis. And also, you can listen to our shir in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Alach Gimel. We discussed this at length. That according to this, the Yisod HaMitzvah is that the place should be under a shofet and a shoter. Life can't be hefker. Like we see in Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, HaMizbal, Rishlami Shal Malchus, Shal Malim Arois, Yisrael Chaim Below. If we wouldn't fear the Malchus, we'd swallow each other up alive. You know, the proper Mitzvah HaChaim is that we're living under rulership, like we see in Avos, Zara Daf Dalet, that V'tas Adam Kitge Ayam, just like Dogim Shebiyam, Kol HaGadol Mechaver, Boleas Chaver, so to people, if not for Rosh HaMalchus, we'd swallow each other up alive, and it brings the Mishnah in Avos. V'yar Lekim is called Asher Osaki, and Etov Ma'oitz is the Bereshis Rabbah. It's Toiv Ma'oid is Malchus Ha'oretz. How can Malchus Ha'oretz be Toiv Ma'oid? And the Medrash says, because that's the proper Tzuras HaChaim, that the Malchus is Toiveya, the din, the elbum, it's the insult, the harm of people. That's part and parcel of Bris Ha'olam, that we have to have Shiltein, we have to be under rulership. She can't just be a Hefkerveld. So that's Pshat Shoftim Shoftim Titein Lecha. What's Pshat Titein Lecha? Not to mani. Point isn't the appointment. The point is that it's over, that it's, you're placing it on you. Titein lecha, it's placing it on you. It's a chalos in the people that we should be under judgment. So that's the Yesod HaDvar, that the Jewish people have to be under rulership of courts and officers. And then the pasuk continues, v'shavtu usam mishpat tzedek. So this is a parenthetical statement that's coming to explain that as far as the world not being hefker and that it should be shilton that's judging people, so l'chora, we don't need judges that are judging din Torah. Even if they're judging bin dinei b'nei noach, like a king is allowed to do, like we discussed in our Rambam Shira, that a king can judge dinim nemusim. He can judge civil law, he can judge secular law. That should be enough. The difference is in the pasuk, no. That these judges are shoved to some mishpat tzedek. What's a mishpat tzedek? Tzedek of the Torah. Not v'shoved to us ambit tzedek. A mishpat tzedek, the only true judgment is mishpat Hashem emes tzadku yachtav. So that's the proper kiyum mitzvese. Not that it's tachas mishpat nimusi, that we just follow the nimusim, the nomos, the law, the secular law, the manners, but rather that we follow mishpat haTorah. And therefore it says, not v'shoved to us ambit tzedek, but v'shoved to us ambit mishpat tzedek. And this is not, therefore, a commandment, but it's telling you what's going to be. That there's this, it's telling you what's sug of mishpat, what's sug of shoftim. Shoftim, mishotim, titein lecha, and what's the sug that they are going to judge? It's not a commandment. And these shoftim, mishotim that you appoint are going to judge mishpat tzedek. They're going to judge a mishpat of the Torah. So it's telling you what's going to be. It doesn't say v'shaftu oscha. It's because when it says v'shaftu, it's not a chiyuv. It's not telling you a chiyuv. If it would be a chiyuv, it would say, and they're obligated to judge you. But it's not a chiyuv. Rather, it's a hagdara. It's a hagdara, what type of mishpat we're talking about. And therefore it says v'shaftu, not v'yishpatu. V'shaftu, it's a lashon sipur dvar, not a lashon of a chiyuv. Not an obligation like we saw that the Kli Yakar asked, why didn't Zeva Yishpitu Vishavtu? It's telling you what's going to be. Sharei kana lachin sipul dvarimu. Aidei eze sub mishpat mitkayem achiv shaliyot tachas mishpat. Under what category of mishpat are we going to fulfill the obligation of being under mishpat? We have to be under mishpat. We have to be under rule. Shoftim mishotun titein lecha. We have to be placed under this rule of mishpat. What type of mishpat? A mishpat tzedek. And it doesn't say v'shaftu oscha, because as a hemshech of what it says, titein lecha, because titein lecha is the chiyuv. And this is a hodah. The hodah is, it's telling you that they are going to be judging the nation a mishpat tzedek. That's the type of judgment they're going to be judging. This nation requires this type of mishpat. V'shaftu esa mishpat tzedek. So it's not, it doesn't say v'shaftu oscha, that it's telling you that they're on top of you. No, that's zosher v'shoftim titein lecha, that they're on top of you, that you have shoftim. And then it's telling you what type of mishpat are they judging. They have to be the sul of mishpat, that they are shaftu esa mishpat tzedek. These judges are the ones who are judging the nation of mishpat tzedek. That's the sul of mishpat. The sul of mishpat is v'shaftu esa mishpat tzedek. That they are judging mishpat tzedek, al pi mishpat haTorah. And that's why it says that everything b'lashon noichach, because it's all a commandment that has to be on you. And only here it doesn't. It says v'shaftu, because it's talking about those shoftim, that they have to judge mishpat tzedek. It's not a commandment, but it's telling you what's going to be. And it's also b'lashon rabim, because it's talking about all those judges. And not lashon yachid, that in each of you there has to be a judge. Which is what the rest of the parasha is telling me, that every Yachid in Yisrael has to have a judge on them. And here it's not like that. Here it's just telling you in general. And also it's telling you in general. And parenthetically, it's saying that what type of judgment do all of you have to be on you, v'shaftu esam, it's the type of judgment that they're judging the nation, the mishpat tzedek, the mishpat of the Torah. And also it's not shifting and first talking to the memunim and then talking to the judges. So we asked originally, first it's saying you should appoint judges, and then it's talking to the judges to judge in favor, to judge an amnestic a judgment. No, it's not talking to the judges at all. First it says you have to appoint judges, and then it says parenthetically, and what type of judgment are they judging? They're judging a mishpat tzedek. And then it says, vaytu lo sakir lo satim mishpat lo sakir panim lo sikach shechad. So after it tells us the yisod of mitzvah, what type of sug, what category of judgment we have to be under, now it says the yisod lo satim mishpat. Because when he is matam mishpat, so what happens is, not only is there a pagam in the gufa mishpat, for which we're already forewarned that you can't be poge mishpat, we have a surim on all of them from before already, in parashas mishpatim, on atayas mishpat, and on taking shechat, and on akaras panim, in parashas kedoshim, in parashas mishpatim. So that's one problem. The problem is on the etzma mishpat. But here it's telling us something else. Here it's saying that we have a yisod here that we're chayiv to be under mishpat. And if they're those who distort the mishpat, if they're makir panim b'mishpat, and if they're matim mishpat, if they distort the judgment, if they show favoritism in the judgment, if they take shaykha, then it won't be. Then we won't be under judgment. That's not called being under judgment. So besides the specific lavim that are involved, it's makalkel the whole yisod adin. It corrupts everything, because the yisod adin is that we should be under judgment. And here we're not going to be under judgment, because they're twisting the judgment, they're distorting the judgment, they're not judging properly. So the whole yisod that we're under judgment is going to fall away. And in Sifri it says, Lo sata mishpat is talking about minu dayanim. And in Pashtus, no, it's talking about the etzma mishpat. And the answer is no. Of course, it's also talking about the etzma mishpat, lo sata mishpat, lo sakir panim, etc. But it's also talking about the minu dayanim, that in order for us to be under proper din, because that's what this parish is about, that we should be under proper din. There can't be people who are matam mishpat and who are makir panim and who are lekech shechat, because then it's not called being under mishpat. And then it says tzedek tzedek tirdof halach achar beis din yafe. So if it was just that we should have a psak al pi din, so it doesn't have to be a beis din yafe. But here's a special chiyuv and every yachid to be under mishpat b'chol mahalach achayim. So Memela, if you're going after a Beis Din Yafe, that's more of a kiyum. That's more of a kiyum of having a being under a Beis Din, because you're going under a higher level Beis Din. Like the Gemara gives examples, go after this Rav in his place and this Rav in his place. Because again, you have to be under a proper Beis Din. So if you're going to a more trustworthy Beis Din, a Beis Din Yafe, a reliable Beis Din, so that's more of a kiyum. You're not just getting your Psak Din, but you're under Din. You're under a stronger din. The better the Beis Din, the more stronger the din you're under. Because that's all this, the same Yisod Achiv. That we should be under a Beis Din. What type of Beis Din should we be under? We should be under a Beis Din Yafe. And then it says, Vayitel man tichya v'yarash tisaretz v'shenosem lecha Hashem lekecha. So after it tells us that we should be under the mitzias of being under Mishpat, not only you're going to Din Torah. In general, you're living a life, l'man tichya, you're living a chayim of being under Mishpat. Laman tichi, and that's going to give you the schus of Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, because that's the place that you live the proper life, and that's the place where you have these special halachas, as we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem and Ashiram and the Rambam, that this mitzvah sese in this way is only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the proper suga chaim. The proper suga chaim is to be under mishpat, and this specific setup of kafkortz that we have, like Chazal say, for every shevet and in every year. So this is dafkan Eretz Yisrael, because that's the proper suga chaim, and that's the proper suga chaim is dafkan Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have to have this mishpat in Eretz Yisrael. So may leman tichya, we're going to have a whole mahalach chaim that we're under mishpat. And that's the way we're going to live, leman tichya, and then in Mela we're going to be zochel v'arash l'saras Hashem l'kecha na'isein l'cha. And that's what Rashi says, k'dayim u'minu dayonim, ha'ksherim l'hachad siyol l'hoishiv ma'alad masim. So when you're mimanim, minu dayanim, we asked, that's going on two psukim before. So the answer is no, it's all one mahalach. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, in order that you should be under din. And then now it's misakem everything. And it says all of this, everything that we've been talking about until now, that you make sure that all the yechidim are under this mishpat, that'll be mizakayu l'man tichya. Now you'll be able to live, you'll have a proper tzuras hachayim, a proper suga chayim, and mimeli yarash this aretz. You'll be zorcha to be yorish the aretz, because when you're living under such a rule of judges, and it's not ishes reo chayim below, that we have a proper set of courts and officers to enforce what the court says, so therefore you'll be zorcha in Eretz Yisrael to be living the proper life in Eretz Yisrael. So it's all one mahalach. It's not that this pasuk is going on what it says two psukim before. It's just a continuation. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Halach achar beis din yafis, that you're living under the beis din. Therefore, search after a reliable court. And then leman tichya, now that you have everything in place over there we've been talking about until now, you have this court system set up. And you have the beis din agadol, like it says in the Gemara, the shoftim mishotrim. It's talking about beis din agadol. We should all be under the rule of the beis din agadol. So now then, and then we dash in other courts as well. So now that we're under the system of courts, so then we'll be zochah to live the proper tzuras chaim in the proper place, and that's in Eretz Yisrael. So this whole parish of minu dayanim is mizakos in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the proper way to live. We have to live under judgment, and we live under judgment. The proper lifestyle is obviously going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be mizakos in Eretz Yisrael. Because we're living under, we appointed courts over us. So it's not Ishes Reo Chaim below. We're living as we should. So that's the one mahalach in this parish. It's just a felt more to say. So please stay tuned for Blina. There are much, much more on the parish. And Mishpisel Chalum Adulam Adishma Velasis. And Mizel Chatak Laman Tichiv Yer Rash Tisarez Asher Hashem Alakech Anoisim. And just to conclude, that's the siyum is Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lach. Just say V'yarash Tis Haaretz. We know that God gave it to us. Also at the beginning, it says Shayfti Mishot Yitit Nuchal Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lach L'Shvatecha. Of course, it's that Hashem gave us. Why does it have to emphasize that that's what Hashem gave us? I mean, here it says Baretz. So we know that the Aretz is that Hashem gave us. It just says Haaretz. And there it doesn't say Baretz. It says B'chol Sharecha. Why does it have to emphasize Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecha? Say B'chol Sharecha. The answer is, it says God gave it to us. If God gave it to us, that means that's the spiritual place to be. And the spiritual place to be, you have to live the most spiritual life. And the most spiritual life is that you're living under judgment. So it's not just Baretz. Baretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecha. B'chol Sharecha Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecha. Because that's the proper Tzuras HaChaim. Proper Tzuras HaChaim is to be under judgment. And that's Matim. That fits the land that God gave you. Because that makes it the spiritual land, the fact that God gave it to us. Okay. So like I said, there's a lot more to say. Thank you so much for listening. It's Hashem. And please again, if you're able to listen to the Shirim on the Rambam, that will really expand this whole parsha and Hilchos Malachim. Be'etzem, all of our shiurim, dozens and dozens of shiurim, are all be'etzem a shiur on this parasha, because it's all Hilchos Melachim, Melachim the same. So it's a super, super matim and super, super gevaldik. Okay, shalom, shalom.